One of the things that I hope comes out of any hiring reforms is the immediate elimination of use of the Federal Career Intern Program. The agencies call it the FCIP, and this is a program that was intended to provide for limited and very focused internships for entry-level jobs. It has instead turned into a hiring method that agencies are using as their sole means of hiring. And that includes big agencies who are using this for big numbers. They use it at the IRS, at the FDIC, in Homeland Security, at Customs and Border Protection. And it's really a misuse. This goes to one of those implementation issues. This is a real misuse of the way the FCIP was first set up. And that system restricts the hiring pool, and it also restricts opportunities for current employees. So as the hiring reforms are announced, I hope that one of them will be to tell agencies that they can no longer use this FCIP.
Now, again, you're not against internships because you think internships, I imagine, you believe that they play a key role. It's this implementation of this specific one has gone way more broad.
Exactly. NTU fully supports internships that are real internships, and that's what this FCIP was supposed to be. That is not what it's being used for. I mean, when they're using it to hire every frontline Customs and Border Protection officer at CBP, it has nothing to do with an internship. Or revenue agents at the IRS or bank examiners at the FDIC, they are not internships. It just has become a, like I said, a favored mode of hiring and a real misuse of the FCIP and what it was put in place for. So it is one of those classic implementation problems.
Now, don't you think, though, same vein, it's a reaction to the environment where hiring can take 6-7 months, and if you need Customs and Border Protection frontline officers in short notice, you have to figure out a way to make it work more quickly. But isn't this just a larger issue of the hiring process that needs to be fixed?
Oh, it's definitely an issue as part of the hiring process, but it is not something that is being used by agencies kind of on a short-term basis when they have to hire employees quickly that they did not anticipate. I mean, this has had their annual planning of who they're hiring. They have done this since 2004, and they just keep using it as their primary method of hiring. So, you know, again, is it, a default system and a misuse of that program? Yes, absolutely it is, which, again, for me goes back to implementation. That's not what the FCIP was intended for. It's not an internship at all. It's a misuse of the term and of the that statute. And so I believe agencies are looking for advice and assistance on the hiring front, and I am hoping that that is one of the things that OPM is going to provide, some new templates and some support for agencies who obviously have a need. And we want them to be able to hire not just quicker but also the right people, and to make sure that the applicants have the appropriate access to the availability of all of these federal jobs. So there are a lot of issues at play in this hiring question, and it's one that too many agencies have kind of made up their own way to do it, and I have not seen any yet that anyone is holding up saying this is the right answer and this is the way to shorten your timelines and get the right people, and to do it cost-effectively, which, of course, is another thing that everybody, you know, should be trying to do. So I think many agencies are looking to OPM for some assistance on the hiring front, and I would both expect and hope, you know, that there would be some good things there that OPM can help the agencies.